The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod.
July 31st.
I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1961, NASA conducted a study that singled out its existing Cape Canaveral location as the best place to launch missions to the moon. Other contenders included White Sands, New Mexico, Cumberland Island, Georgia, Brownsville, Texas, South Point, Hawaii, and Christmas Island. After that list was whittled down to Canaveral and White Sands, it was decided that a large rocket of the kind needed to launch a moonshot would travel over too many populated areas if launched from New Mexico, and the rest was history. In 1969, NASA's Mariner 6 flew past the planet Mars, grabbing pictures of the planet from a distance and close up, and taking the first ever close-range photos of the Martian moon Phobos.
Two unmanned spacecraft, Mariner 6 and 7, flew within 2,000 miles of Mars. One was launched so it would fly in a north-south direction, the other east to west, taking pictures and recording scientific data as they traveled along. The Mariner's scientific sensors provided detailed information on the Martian atmosphere and surface temperatures, and paved the way for future flights.
In 1992, Space Shuttle Atlantis lifted off on a week-long mission to deploy orbital experiments designed by the European and Italian space agencies. And in 1999, NASA allowed the uncrewed Lunar Prospector satellite to crash into the moon, ending its year-and-a-half search for frozen water on the lunar surface. Leaving it in orbit might have made it a navigational hazard to future moon explorers. Actor Ted Cassidy was born today in 1932. You might remember him as Lurch from the Addams Family, or from guest roles in everything from Star Trek to Lost in Space to The Man from Atlantis to The $6 Million Man. Wesley Snipes was born in 1962. Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling was born today in 1965. Dean Cain, the Man of Steel in the Superman TV series Lois and Clark, was born in 1966. Science fiction writer Paul Anderson died on this day in 2001. In 2007, it was back to Babylon 5.
10 years. 10 years since the world changed. 10 years since I changed. 10 years of press conferences, bureaucracy, politics, and arm twisting. Every day somebody points me to the big picture. Every day I wonder if I'm missing the small picture, the details.
A straight-to-DVD B5 spin-off movie, Babylon 5 The Lost Tales, became available. Fans hoped for a new series of Babylon 5 direct-to-DVD movies, but in the end the idea went no further, nixed by series creator J. Michael Straczynski, who wrote and directed The Lost Tales' only release. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader supported, and there's more than just the Escape Pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s. And there are the Logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at coffee, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Accessing Escape Pod Historic Archive. Record located Apollo 15 Astronaut David Scott sets foot on the moon, July 31st, 1971. Commencing playback.
Dave, an extraordinary television picture here.
Okay, okay, Houston, as I stand out here in the wonders of the unknown at Hadley, I try to realize the fundamental truth to our nature. Man must explore. And this is exploration at its greatest.
Additional record located. Apollo 15 astronauts arrive, the first lunar rover on the moon. Commencing playback.
Good. This is really a rock and roll ride, isn't it? Never been on a ride like this before. Boy, oh boy. I'm glad they got this great suspension system on this thing.
We really like the moon. The logbook of Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Green.